Today, another dose of sticky inflation lands. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, today we got the April inflation read for the UK, which was expected to be lower than the previous month, thanks to a substantial cut in the cost of energy to households. But in the end, UK inflation did slow, but by less than economists had predicted, thanks to services inflation proving sticky, which prompted traders to pair their bets on when the Bank of England will cut rates. The first reduction is not now fully priced in until November. That's 3 months later than the prevailing expectation over the past few weeks, and all but eliminated the chance of a cut in June that was in play just yesterday. The Office for National Statistics said the consumer price index rose 2.3% from a year ago in April, down from 3.2% the previous month. While that number was the lowest since the summer of 2021 and closer to the Bank of England's 2% target, it was at the upper end of what economists had been expecting. And on a monthly basis, CPI rose by 0.3% in April, compared to a rise of 1.2% in April 2023. Services inflation, which the Bank of England is watching very carefully for signs of domestic pressures, remained little changed at 5.9% after a 6% reading the month before. It was a much smaller fall than the cooling to 5.5% that was expected by the UK Central Bank, with strong wages growth keeping services inflation stubbornly high. The easing in the annual inflation rate in April principally reflected price changes in the housing and household services sector, particularly for gas and electricity, where a 12% drop in the UK's energy price cap, which is a mechanism designed to protect consumers from sharp moves in natural gas and electricity costs, came through. Then again, April is also a crucial month because many bills, such as mobile phone contracts, impose annual increases in that month. And there were also large downward effects from alcohol and tobacco, food and non-alcoholic beverages, recreation and culture and communications. Restaurants and hotels and miscellaneous goods and services provided small, partially offsetting upward contributions. The Consumer Price Index, including owner-occupiers' housing costs, the so-called CPIH, rose by 3% in the 12 months to April, down from 3.8% in the 12 months to March. On a monthly basis, CPIH rose by 0.5% in April, compared to a rise of 1.2% in April 2023. The owner-occupiers' housing costs component of CPIH, which accounts for approximately 16% of the CPIH, rose by 6.6% in the 12 months to April 24. That's up from 6.3% in the 12 months to March. That's actually the highest annual rate since July 1992 in the constructed historical series. Owner-occupied housing costs rose by 0.6% on the month, compared to a 0.3% increase between March and April 2023. And core CPI, which excludes energy, food, alcohol and tobacco, rose by 3.9% in the 12 months to April 2024, down from 4.2% in March, while the CPI goods annual rate slowed from 0.8% to a negative 0.8%, while the CPI services annual rate eased slightly from 6% to 5.9%. Falling inflation closes in on the Bank of England's target, but may not be enough to sway an early rate cut, said the chief economist at KPMG in the UK. This may still not be enough to convince more cautious MPC members to commit to a rate cut in June. The pound jumped after the release, with investors betting that the Bank of England may be more reluctant to move quickly in easing from the highest borrowing costs in 16 years. And the currency traded as much as 0.3% stronger at 1.2747 against the US dollar. The Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey said last night that he expected quite a drop in April's inflation to much nearer to target than it was before, but of course he hadn't seen the figures. If the data remains this strong, cuts this summer are unlikely, and bank rate hikes may need to come back on the table, said the chief European economist at T. Rowe Price. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who had made reducing inflation one of his key goals last year, said today marks a major moment for the economy, with inflation back to normal. This is proof that the plan is working and that the difficult decisions we've taken are paying off. Brighter days are ahead. Well, of course, the data can be spun that way, but it's not necessarily the whole picture, as the fall was driven by a mechanical change to energy prices. There are potentially parallels here with the Australian budget announcement to provide temporary energy relief. Below the surface, inflation is much more stubborn. And by the way, separate figures released today showed that the UK budget deficit came in at £20.5 billion in April, the first month of the fiscal year. That was higher than the £19.3 billion forecast by the Office of Budget Responsibility and also by private sector economists. Government receipts were dampened by a £1.5 billion reduction in national insurance contributions after the Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, cut 2 percentage points from the payroll levy. And spending was boosted by the government running costs and the uprating of welfare benefits, while the Treasury transferred a further £11.4 billion to the Bank of England to cover losses in its quantitative easing portfolio. The Treasury has now transferred a total of £61 billion to the Bank of England to cover losses on the QE programme since October 2022, offsetting almost half of the £124 billion of profits that were made between 2009 and 2021. So while the first batch of jobs data last week showed more signs that the labour market is loosening, wage growth remains stubbornly elevated at around 6%, levels that the Bank of England sees as too high to keep inflation down substantially. It means that the second round of labour market figures due out over the week before the Bank of England decision will be a critical element in the thinking of the rate setters at that point. And by the way, separate data today show that input prices for producers fell 1.6% compared to a year earlier, potentially pointing to easing inflationary pressures in the pipeline for consumers. But factory gate prices rose 1.1%. That's the strongest rate for almost a year. So in the UK, the inflation battle is far from over. And while the political spin is trying to capitalise on the slightly lower rates, the truth is that rates will probably stay high for longer, inflation remains sticky, services inflation in particular is a problem, and wages growth is much higher than it needs to be to contain inflation going forwards. I think this is a good analogue for other Western economies too, and I think we will see more in Australia along these lines. And also make the point that temporary adjustments to inflation by giving relief on energy prices doesn't necessarily help the underlying at all. So, of course, central banks will look beyond that. Just worth thinking about. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.